Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Program, and it wouldn't be Radio 1 without bringing on some really special, I don't know, what Radio 1 Hall of Famers, does that do them justice?
I don't know, I thought you were going to say absolute idiots, because
shitheads.
We fit that bill more, I feel.
Yeah, I think maybe, but I'm just trying to be easy on you boys.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
you know,
appreciate it.
I'm sometimes known as the King of Sting, but today I want to be the Queen of Mean. No, I've got Jono, Angus and Dave here in the studio, which is really just incredible. We love to see it. How are we doing this morning?
Very good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not too bad.
We're a little bit sunburnt, to be honest, but it's good to be back in the stew at Radio 1.
Under some shade.
Under some shade, yeah.
I feel like over our heads.
As El Hotel, we never really came into the studio that much, so this is still a rare treat for us.
Mm.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, of course. I didn't have a choice in the matter. But,
yeah. If I keep saying that while we've been here, everyone's like, yeah, I didn't clear this. The stink of nepotism is
pungent. God damn. How did your crate day go? You know, that was a national holiday we had on Saturday. How was it for y'all?
Well, we and we'll preface this by a massive thank you to New Zealand On Air, but we managed to secure some New Zealand On Air new music funding in July.
Ooh.
And our timeline was running very short to use that. So our crate day, we took the time to film a music video.
Mm-hmm.
We went with phones off in the studio. We went with Scrambler, a local production company.
Uh-huh.
Wade and Braden, and they were awesome. The whole theme of the music video was like Jono's in the room. Well, I guess we're all nerds. We didn't have to play into that part, but as part of a rugby team, so shirts made, and Jono's like, we filmed in Gus's parents' place. Jono's a nerd having breakfast with his disappointed dad, and then Saturday was spent like filming all the rugby scenes. So we had all of our, well, most, a lot of our close friends from Ōtepoti running around in Al Hotel rugby shirts pretending to play rugby, and it was a lot of fun. And that's why we are all sunburned, because we didn't slap or rap.
No.
And I was the only one that got the number one buzz cut. I thought everyone got the memo, but apparently it was just me.
Yeah, sorry.
Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, it was a great. It was awesome fun. It was just fun, and we were really, really, we're really excited for the final output. Probably be out. Oh, it's not
year.
Even yeah, next year. Don't count your chickens. But
and bless everyone that like gave us their time on Crate Day.
Yeah, on Crate Day, the national holiday. What did we have? We had like 30 people ish down there giving up their time, and we couldn't even give them the jerseys. We had to pay them. We had to get them to pay. But we were so grateful, and it was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Fantastic. That's beautiful to hear.
How was your crate day, bro? What did you get?
I went to a party,
mm-hmm.
and I had like, and there was a keg of pilsner, and I bought like 10 of my own beers, because I was like, I'm going to get prepared. But there was so much pilsner, I just didn't really look at how much I was drinking, but I was drinking quite a lot.
Yeah. You left them pilsnerless?
Not quite. Like, there's still plenty. Keg is like 50 litres or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's
you
a
would
lot
know.
Yeah, well, I'm a numbers guy. I know numbers.
You are a numbers guy. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, but I did wake up the next day with a bit of a sore head.
No.
Not from the alcohol, mind you. No. all right, I was trying to think of the opposite of what an L hotel would be recently, and all I could get was a W chateau or a W bungalow, but what do you boys think?
The opposite of an L hotel.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess. We do get W hotel a lot.
Well, that's kind of shit, though.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of a hotel. Somewhere you can't stay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like,
where can't you stay? National park? Oh, you can stay in some of them.
Let's come back to this.
W toxic waste storage facility.
W Chernobyl.
W Chernobyl. I think that might take the cake.
Crikey.
I think that might actually just take the cake.
The sale
there.
Of the uranium. Nobody knows what it means.
Wait, I know what it means.
What? What are you talking about?
How do you do that?
I don't have headphones. Just for the listeners, I don't have a headphone, so I don't get all the.
Oh, you silly. Alright, so the cover art for this features a kind of a PS1 video game with El Hotel Game Plan as the game.
Yep.
However, right next to that is an Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah.
Now, this unholy pairing, I don't know if you've been watching social media, but this unholy pairing has been really stirring some vitriol. A lot of backlash coming your way, with some commentators calling you cultural appropriators, cultural vultures, cultural vandals, I guess.
And they're right.
For mocking gamer rituals and gamer spaces. How do you respond to them?
Well, we hear that and we see that, and I guess, first of all, we were like, no one's going to know.
I hate trolls.
Well, no, we were like, people will know this, but no one's going to call us out. But I would argue it's not like appropriation, because we are all gamers. Gus is wearing a SmackDown.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
PlayStation 2.
But are you just wearing that because you're like, oh, I just saw this on eBay and I thought it was a nice shirt, you know? Are you actually down with the culture?
I'm down, brother.
You're down. Okay.
Yeah, we could do another podcast about WWE SmackDown. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have a separate interview for that to prove your gamer credentials.
I'd say like we're kind of nerds. We grew up in the we're 90s babies.
Yeah.
We like after Crackdown, we filmed, we went back to our mate's place and played Halo Reach online. Mm. We weren't any good, but we didn't have a PS1 controller handy, and we liked the idea of having this as a square, but this being the PS1.
And for those who can't see, it's of course a beautiful physical version of the track.
I got it here. And it's, you know, it's a square case. The PS1 games are square cases, which so are Instagram posts. They're like most visually pleasing when they're squares for social media. Mm. So it was, that was the toss up. Do we have it as like a PS2 onwards, where it's a rectangular case, and it's a little bit trickier to get out there. So we thought about it, and we got called out. If you look at all the other things in that photo that you're referring to, nothing is consistent, because there's relics from like the early 2000s. There's an Xbox 360 controller. There's a keyring from a band that is from much later onwards from there. An OM1 controller from the camera from the 80s.
Mm.
We're basically trying to make as many continuity errors.
It's very anachronistic.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen the show Archer?
Yes.
Yes. Very anachronistic again. You never know when it's set.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
How many people? It's 30 people showed up to the rugby thing.
Yeah,
30 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow we managed to conjure 30 friends.
Man, so actually, we should clear.
Do you have a project manager for that? I mean,
we didn't have any health and safety.
No health and safety.
No, we did. Of course, we did. We had it all signed. It was all signed off by the L Hotel health and safety manager.
The board.
Yeah, the board of directors signed that off.
CEO.
Chief
HR.
Yeah. Chief Boss Queen of Al Hotel.
That's good, because 30 people, that's a lot. I could never manage that.
Yeah, well, it was good, because we had, most people were not rugby players. So we had a couple of players on each team that were our mates that sort of, we would be like, all right. We actually delegated. We delegated very well.
How do you actually do a rugby? And they're like, well, they keep
actually
saying all these terms.
Well,
oh,
actually,
we'll do a hook,
you should
do this. And a pop. And we're like,
actually, you need
to
pack down the scrum. Yeah. So we had like our mates. They were, so the director was like directing all the people, and then he'd be like, Wade would be like, all right, play some rugby now, just put free form of the game, and then probably over half of the faces were just like, wait, how do we do that? And then our mates that we delegated to, they were just like, all right, you three, you're on the wing, you just run and don't go in front of the ball. And I'm a nerd. If you're not talking about Xbox 360, I don't know what they were saying, but it looked good and it sounded good. I just got a funny look from John. I know.
Don't
worry. Luxon Hotel.
You weren't there.
Just to also say to you, though,
what I say to you is
that they.
Now this track is quite. It's not particularly surfy compared to a lot of your stuff. I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of indie elements, maybe even a little bit of grunge. And I kind of got a little bit of a new wave vibe with the bass there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would you say you're kind of going for direction wise with this new track?
I think we've definitely gone more rocky. Jono, what do you think?
Yeah, I think because with Mitch joining the band, and Mitch loves. Yeah, Mitch is a bit of a metalhead, so I think he did steer the tone towards more of a heavier sound here and there. But yeah, I mean, so, like, one of my favourite bands is Hockey Dad, and I've listened to so much of their stuff. So I think definitely like with this one, there's kind of like, yeah, just like a rhythm riff, like that definitely had a lot of influence from their stuff. So yeah, that was definitely what kicked off the bass of the song. So yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of rocky.
I think like, we always like took that.
Peter.
Yeah. I think we always took the surf rock. Like we would just call ourselves surf rock because you sort of call your.
It's a wide umbrella.
It's a very wide umbrella. Mm. But we're always more like probably indie rock's the better term.
Mm.
We surfed and we played rock music.
You surfed and you turfed?
Yeah, we turfed.
We did a little bit of turfing.
We scurfed. But yeah, I'd say we're definitely like. This is part of an EP that's coming out next year. So the whole EP is definitely, I don't know, I mean, our sound's matured a bit more. And like as you record more, you like find different avenues to like create different dynamics in the songs. Mm. This is like, they're great. They're actually really good songs. But they're definitely like rocky.
Someone's
like,
going to say it.
So this single here that we'll play today isn't the one that we did the music video for. The music video is for a track called Dead Ends, which will be released down the line. And that one is like...
probably even heavier, right?
Even heavier, yeah. It's more... It's like...
This is the entree.
This is the entree. Then the meat and potatoes is your say. And then the real heavy pudding at the end is Dead Ends, which will be down the line.
Man, are you going to continue with the gamer theme at all with this new release?
Well, I guess Dead Ends kind of fits in with it.
Yeah, it does actually.
A few references
unintentionally.
Unintentionally,
got a bit of a motif going on.
We really should be called Gamer Rock, not Surf Rock.
The new genre, coined here.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Mitch Sizemore all over it, eh, for those guitars.
Classic Mitch Sizemore. Mm-hmm. Like, size less.
All over it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ooh, all right, I think I've had enough.
I've had enough.
Thank you for coming on and enjoying the goofiness here.
No, thank you. We're down. Radio 1 is, like... Well, you champion new Aotearoa music and contemporary music, and we appreciate it. It's been like a pleasure to be part of the community here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all moving on. Like this is like the last thing we're likely going to be doing as a band. So we really appreciate you, Zach.
Oh, of course, man.
And you, Tina, and everyone at Radio 1 and USA for ever supporting us, because it's been an awesome journey. And I'm in Melbourne at the moment. I really miss playing music, particularly with these guys. So it's we appreciate the unending support. Thank you.
Well, no worries, man. No worries. And hey, it can be unending support. It doesn't have to be a never-ending story. You could always make a W Chateau in Melbourne.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, keep the flame alive.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try that. I mean, I don't know how much the Australians like the French, so maybe we'll have to change the name to W Billabong or something.
W. Billabong coming to a store near you in 2026. Alright, thank you for coming on the program. Really, really appreciate your time, boys.
Kia ora, thank you.
Kia ora.
Alright, folks, that was Mitch, Dave, and Angus from El Hotel coming up very shortly. Oh, sorry, Jono from El Hotel. Not Mitch, there was no Mitch in sight.
Mitchless, we left him Mitchless.
Left him Mitchless. Bro is no Mitches. Coming up at 10:30, we have Nat Hutton from There's a Tuesday coming through to talk about their new track, Water Baby. You're listening to The One. Here is El Hotel Game Plan. Love you, bye.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.